What would he call that? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, we used to, when we shot craps, we'd take a beer bottle and fill it full of coal oil and stick a rag down in it. And the fire wouldn't go down. It'd stay in that rag. You had coal oil burning off and your rag didn't burn up. Or it would finally burn up, but you pull it up a little bit and it's gone again. Or it's just a light. I don't know what you'd call it.
You didn't have a name for it?
No.
Would you call anything like that a torch or flambeau?
Well, you could call it a torch, but a torch is different. It's got a long handle on it, you know. Maybe a bunch of rags wrapped together, saturated, with a long handle for a torch. Now, we used to have coal oil lamps. That's what they call a coal oil lamp.
Yes, sir.
You had a globe on it, you see, and a wick. You could turn that wick, and turn a little knob on the side, and up would come the wick, you know. You turn it down, turn it up, but you had the base of it was coal oil. I've got 2 or 3 of them here. It's got a chimney on it, a lamp chimney, they call it.
Yes, sir.
A globe, either one. Mm-hmm.
But you're not familiar with that word flambeau, meaning a temporary lamp?
No. Now that's used in Alabama, it ain't used here, that flambeau.
What would people around here call a dog that's not a pure breed? He's just all several types mixed together?
Mixed breed.
Mixed breed.
Yeah. Mixed breed or something like that. I guess that'd be what you'd call it.
What about a mongrel or cur?
A cur? Well, we have a cur here. It's called a Catahoula cur, and it's a different breed of dog from any other. You can train them to do anything.
The hunting dogs?
Yes, sir. You can hunt with them and coon hunt, deer hunt, Catahoula cur. Yes, sir. And they don't give them away either. They're pretty high. We can train them to most any kind of hunting.
What do they look like?
Well, some of them got leopard spots on them. Some got different colors. But most, the eyes, you can detect from the eyes, they're glass eyed like.
What does that mean?
Gray eyed, and the eyes shine. That's the Catahoula cur. Oh, you can get a butt that high.
Are they pretty temperamental?
Yeah. They're very kind and all and obedient. They'll obey you. But, as I say, they train them for any kind of hunting they want to. They can train them like a retriever, to retrieve ducks. When you shoot a duck down, send that dog out and get them. You know, in the water. You swim out there and get your duck and bring it to you.
Yes. Why do you call it a Catahoula cur?
Well, they come from Catahoula Parish, Catahoula Lake down in there.
Somebody just started breeding.
I guess so, yeah. Well, they've had that Catahoula cur ever since I was a boy. Before I was a boy. That's an old breed dog.